Well, the one consolation for Boston sports fans today is they certainly can identify with how it feels to end a drought. And boy, did St. Louis end one last night, winning their first Stanley Cup since the club's founding in 1967 by beating the Boston Bruins in hockey's grand finale on Boston ice 4-1 Game 7. 4-2, I think. And not only that, they went from just about worst to first. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. Am I dreaming that the Bruins got one more goal? I don't think they did. Anyway.
It wouldn't have mattered.
It wouldn't have mattered. Look, yeah. Unless you're a Bruins fan, this is a feel-good story.
Maybe even if you're a Bruins fan, because like you say, well, okay, fine. It is a feel-good story. The worst part of it is at one point they did have, and this point was in 2019, so not, you know, a week into the season. We were in week 15 or 13. They had the fewest points in the league. They had played a few fewer games than some other teams, but they were a severely underperforming team. Let me read to you from a Reddit thread where they do the power rankings. This was a couple weeks after that. The Blues were then ranked the 27th best team out of the 31 teams in the NHL. And the comment was, they beat good teams and lose to bad teams. The season is likely beyond recovery at this point, but a shakeup in the core is needed. There isn't enough fight in the players. Oh, yeah. They were an underperforming team. Coming into the season, they were seen as a team that could make some noise. But noise in St. Louis is usually a pretty good regular season. And then they lose in the second round of the playoffs, maybe the first. So this was, as you said, the greatest thing ever to happen to hockey in St. Louis.
Yeah, it was grand. It was grand.
Mike, I asked this question not to be a downer on hockey at all.
Okay.
I'm looking at the calendar. The season started back in October. It is now mid-June. Of course, this happens this way every single season. But does anybody think that the hockey season is too long?
Not hockey fans.
Yeah. Well, it's the same length as the basketball season. And the answer is yes. The players do, except for the economics, especially of hockey, are based on gate revenue. A higher percentage of the owner's profits comes from people actually going to the games as opposed to TV rights. You could make the argument, and the NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, has toyed with, though I doubt he will shave off a bunch of games. Mm. But if the players want to be paid, and they are paid handsomely, I think it would maybe shock too many people who aren't hockey fans. If you look at the top salaries of a lot of players, they are commensurate with the other big team sports, even though hockey has less of a share of the national attention. But yeah, long story short, it is too long. It makes it less exciting and the games less meaningful, especially when the number one teams in the conference usually lose in the first round. But that's how the money is made.
And it's funny, the only one that really counts is the last one. But I want to just switch to the NBA Finals. Game 6 tonight between the Toronto Raptors and the Golden State Warriors. Did I mention Toronto as in Canada? Yeah. The Raptors lead the series 3-2. They can win the championship tonight. We've talked about this. You know, no Canadian team, you know, ever made the semifinals in the NHL playoffs. So what's going on here?
Right. Well, this year they haven't. So the last NHL team to the last Canadian right. team to win the Stanley Cup, Montreal Canadiens, 1993. The Toronto Blue Jays also won the baseball's World Series that year. And since the World Series is played in October, that means, you ready? If Toronto wins, it will be the case that a Canadian team has won in the NBA and in baseball more recently than they've won in the NHL. That's kind of shocking.
Wow.
We are getting a little ahead of ourselves,
yes.
right? Because the Warriors are home and they're without their great superstar, Kevin Durant, who hurt himself in the first quarter.
Busted his Achilles, yeah.
Yeah, and he could be out for a year. He was to be the most prized free agent, and there are so many recriminations about who's at fault. The answer just might be, it's a bad stroke of luck. He wanted to push himself back from the injury. On the other hand, you know, the GM of the Warriors says, blame me. I don't know if that's taking the hit for the team, or maybe there is some complicity with the, you know, it's very hard when you ask a professional sports franchise, oh, your team of doctors, tell us if the guy's ready. Mm. They're going to maybe not take the long-term health of the player into account. What happened to Durant is horrible. If the Warriors lose tonight and the Raptors win, it will mean that one of the great teams in the NBA, the Warriors, will have lost 3 home games in the finals. That seems doubtful. They're favorites. But still, without Durant, the Raptors seem like the better team.
Okay, Mike, let's just cover all the sports, shall we?
Lightning round.
Yeah, people still...
All the sports.
People still talking about that first game of the U.S. World Cup. The women just absolutely destroyed Thailand 13-0. Any debate or question about who's going to go all the way there?
Or that they should have stopped. And that's what they're saying about the U.S. team. You know, should they have taken their foot off the gas? Would they have said the same thing about men if the score went that high?
Okay, in reverse, maybe, but they shouldn't. In both cases, they shouldn't, because not only are this is the highest level of soccer, and, you know, you do get a lot out of playing your hardest, like you get to practice set pieces against real opponents, but, and this should eliminate all debate, goal differential is a tiebreaker. It could come down to goal differential. Hmm. Every team is not only incentivized, if they don't try to score as much as they can, they're technically going against the spirit of the rules.
Plus,
so you shouldn't debate.
This is adult sports. This is not a children's league, basically. Mike Pesca here, now sports analyst and host of the podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, thanks so much.
You're welcome.